Hello.
Hey, David. This is Ted Peterson. How are you doing?
All right.
I hope I didn't catch you at a bad time, first of all.
No. No.
Actually, yeah. Regarding this property, I believe, on 3rd Street in Richmond.
Beg pardon? I'm sorry.
Your property, 4307 3rd Street.
Mm-hmm.
You submitted a web form, I believe, yesterday that you are interested in selling it?
Mm-hmm.
I was calling in that regard. Do you have, like, 5 minutes?
I got 5 minutes.
Perfect. So, we saw this property as well while we just got another property on the 9 Mile Road, and
mm-hmm.
we were passing this one as well when we got the form. Can you confirm it's 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom, almost 1,000 square feet?
Yep.
All right. Perfect. And can you tell me a bit about the property? How long have you owned it? Are you currently living here? Is this a rental?
Now, what you want? You want to know my life history or you want to buy the house?
We'd
like to know. I own the house 7 years.
Sorry?
I have owned about 6 or 7 years.
My God. Amazing.
Yeah.
And are you currently...
That was my man cave. It was my man cave. I bought it as a man cave. I passed on 25th Street. I needed
mm-hmm.
a place to go and study at. I would go over there and study. My granddaughter, when she went to VCU, she was living in there.
Okay.
House has a big garage, are bigger than the house. And I didn't matter buy it. Everybody want to buy the house. But they don't say nothing about the garage. The garage won't put the house. That's something to add on to it. So, you know. But the house, garage is a nice size, concrete floor in there. You got electricity in there. You got two-yard garage. The house I'm working on, I've been painting. I'm doing stuff over there now. The blinds, I'm going to get ready to put some curtain blinds. I've been painting. I've been doing this stuff a little bit at a time.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing it by myself. So, I bought it because I like the house. I like the area. It's an excellent area.
Right.
So, and anybody get it, they take in the garage and put it. If you want to add extra rooms, you can add to the house. You can put three rooms in the garage.
Oh, my. That's a big garage.
Yeah. It's an oversized garage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's I like house. I ain't desperate to sell it. I tell him I ain't desperate to sell it. But I'm now, I'm getting old, 76 years old. I said, you know, time to leave some of this stuff. I'm still a pastor, and I'm still doing other things. So I do a lot of stuff. So it's time out for that. So that's why I'm selling it. And the person they want it, if they're serious about it, it's a property that I'm selling the house, the garage with it. And then it can be some things. If I just, you might have got imagination. Make some things happen. But it's a good area. And so it's for sale. I was going to knock it down. Really, I called a guy about knocking it down and building 3 houses on it. Planning
mm-hmm.
to, I could do it if I wanted to. So a lot of things be done with that. So, and an investor wanted to make some money, they could build 2 houses on it or 3. So, because it's oversized, you know, nice big lot. So. And wait, that's about the house. The roof is 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The walls have double walls. When I bought it, I double sheet locked. I pulled old plastic off the wall, double sheet locked all the walls.
All the walls?
Insulation, all the way around.
Amazing.
And I got a piece aside and I got to replace up on the top because I was working on that. I had that picture. It's a nice house. Any matter with imagination, it can make a whole lot of music. You probably can make $300,000 for the house, really.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the land alone, you really could sell it. I'd make that much. If you do want to do a lot of cosmetics, it's cosmetic stuff. It needs to be that stuff.
Right. Okay. All right. And you said that you're just trying to let some of the things go. Does
yeah.
that include any other properties as well, or only this one?
Yeah. I got a nice house in Hanover County. 3
uh-huh.
big bedrooms, 2 big bathrooms. A floor, a sun porch, oversized family room, got an added space, double car garage, nice corner lot. it just looked good. 83, oh, I can't forget my address, off of Dundee Lane. Excellent location. I had a realistic guy call me, said, you can get out of it right now for about five for me.
You said
83,
Dundee Lane?
Dundee, it's not 83. I forgot, I'm tipped off something, I had a conversation about it. I forgot all that. When you get old, you don't remember all that stuff. I knew I got the house. I'm going to put it on the market. But it's a nice house. I had another one I sold, got by, did something, but sold that. So I've been doing real estate for how many years? That's a house for long. I bought my first house, I was 17 years old. And I'm 71, I'm 73, and I'm 76 now. I've been buying houses for a long time, playing with.
I understand. So you must know the market pretty well. It's pretty good as well, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, I can't hear you.
Big time.
It's better now. I was just trying to confirm the second address as well, the one in Hanover County, you know, so we could run our numbers and talk with you on both the properties.
I'm buying the cinema one right now.
Sorry?
I'm doing Third Street first. I'm Third Street, I may say a lot of them. Right now. Third Street is available.
Okay, once you're done with this one on 3rd Street, then you'll move on to the Hanover one?
Yeah, that one is when I go to Hanover, that one later. Because if I go to one, and we have the house is just moving away. The house is just really at the house. It's excellent location. Everything about it.
Right.
So, yeah.
You know, our office is in Hanover County.
And you know what, I wouldn't sell it. You know, people ask me, they want to buy a house. I tell folks, if you're interested in buying it, it's for you. That's a man, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
David, I have got all the details I needed.
Okay.
What I'll do now is I'll reach out to my boss, you know, the owner of the company, Forrest.
Yeah.
And
okay.
He'll give you a call, hopefully, anytime you're available later this afternoon or tomorrow.
Okay. Okay.
What time would you suggest you might be available?
Anytime. I'm working myself. I'm not in my office at church, but I'm in and out. I'll be over there tomorrow working.
I'll ask him to give you a call tomorrow then. Hopefully during the daytime.
Okay then.
No problem. Thank you for your time though.
We have a good day.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.